It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's capital may reopen later this month without many of the coronavirus precautions common elsewhere in the state. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Statewide health orders say companies can only let half of their employees into the office at a time and under strict social distancing. In Denver, masks are required most places, but they likely won't be required at the state capitol. Lawmakers are instead strongly recommending masks for themselves and the public. Democratic House Majority Leader Alec Garnett says the Colorado State Patrol doesn't think it can enforce a mask requirement or force sick people to leave the Capitol.
The idea was to, you know, provide some information and to strongly encourage.
Some lawmakers think the proposed safety guidelines are too lenient. There's also disagreement about whether legislators should be allowed to work remotely and how to maintain adequate social distancing in the building. Lawmakers are expected to return to the Capitol on May 26th. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Cyberbullying and welfare checks were among the top three tips last month to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Those two categories moved ahead of reports of in-person bullying and drugs, which are often among the top tips to Safe to Tell, an anonymous reporting system. Welfare checks are usually reports that express concern about a peer's safety. Tips could result in a home visit by a law enforcement officer. Suicide remains the top tip. With schools closed, April tips were down 67% from the previous month. Safety concerns have shifted to home. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's public schools will get nearly $121 million from the federal economic stimulus package. Districts can apply for the money later this month. Schools are expecting a big drop in state funding.